जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा जय प्रभु पादा, गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरु, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य सरस्वत श्री सीमा शिल भय चरण रविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णवबिंद की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। समवेत वैष्णवबिंद की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। All glories to the assembled devotees of Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees of Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees of Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायम् उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो टुडे वी आर सर्विंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 19। दिस चैप्टर एंटाइटल by Srila Prabhupada, the Lord's pastimes out of Vrindavan. So not in Vrindavan, out of Vrindavan. And today's text is 19. Bhagavan api viswatma. Bhagavan api viswatma. Loka, Veda, Pathanugaha, Loka, Veda, Pathanugaha, Kaman, Shishebe, Dwarabhattam, कामन शिशवे दारवैतम अशक्तः संखम आस्तितः अशक्त संखम आस्तितः भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा लोको वेद पथानुगः कामान शिशेबे द्वारवत्तम आशक्त संखम अस्तितः भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा लोक वेद पथानुगः कामान शिशेबे द्वारवत्तम अशक्त संखम अस्तितः। प्लीज चैंट। भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा लोक वेद पठानुगः Aman Shishebe Dorvatam Asakta Sankam Astitaha Bhagavan Api Vishwatma Bhagavata Patanuga Aman Shishebe Dorvatam Asakta Sankam Astitaha Mothers? Bhagavan Api Vishwatma Loka Veda Patanugaha Kaman Shishebe Darvaitam Asakta Sankham Astitaha Bhagavan Api Vishwatma Loka Veda Patanugaha Aman Shishebe Darvaitam Asakta Sankham Astitaha Bhagavan Api Vishwatma Loka Veda Patanugaha Asakta Sankham Astitaha. So this verse, especially, there are four verses talking about Dwarka. This is the last verse of the four verses. Suta Goswami, Sukadev Goswami, giving how Supreme Personality of Godhead spent his days in Dwarka. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is endowed with six opulences, we all know. Yes? What are those? Beauty, very good. And? Strength. Fame. Knowledge. Renunciation. We are missing one. Yeah, that's already strength. Very good. Yeah, well, thank you. Out of all six, one is the holder of all. Which one is that? Without which, if you focus on the others, you may not be satisfied. One out of all six is the holder of all rest of the unlimited quality of renunciation. Who said no? That would be horrible. No, I mean, yeah, yes. Give Mother Agatmik a name. Very nice. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, beauty holding all the opulences. If Krishna's form, beautiful form, is not there, all other quality has no real tangible value. So beauty is the number one. And this verse is explaining. So beauty is like he gave a metaphor like a tree. And that tree has a big three branches. How many? Three. One branch is the strength, unlimited strength. It is not unlimited strength. He calls it inconceivable, endowed with inconceivable strength. Means you cannot figure it out. He will tremble to carry the shoes of his father. Out of affection, he's trembling. But his partial expansion lift up the whole planet. Just like a nothing, little mustard seed. So it's inconceivable. And then another big trunk is the fame. And that fame has a two sub-branches. One is renunciation, one is knowledge. Everybody follows? So the knowledge and renunciation is not really direct branch, it's sub-branch of the fame. And this sloka is only talking about that. Today's verse. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, api, also, Vishwa Atma, the super soul of the universe, loka, customary, Veda, Vedic principles, patha anuga, follower of the path, kaman, the necessities of life, shishebe, enjoy, dwarvattam, in the city of Dwarka, ashaktaha, without being attached, Sankham, knowledge in Sankhya philosophy. Astitaha, being situated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Simultaneously, the personality of Godhead enjoyed life in the city of Dwarka, strictly in conformity with the Vedic custom of society. He was situated in detachment and knowledge, as enunciated by the Sankhya system of philosophy. Sankhya system of philosophy. Purport. While Maharaj Yudhishthir was the emperor of the earth, Lord Sri Krishna was the king of Dwarka and was known in Dwarkadish. Like other subordinate kings, he was under the regime of Maharaj Yudhishthir. It's interesting. Although Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme emperor of the entire creation, while he was on the earth, he never violated the principle of Vedic injunction, because they are guided, they are the guide for human life. Regulated human life according to the Vedic principle, which are based on the system of knowledge called Sankhya philosophy, is the real way of enjoyment of the necessities of life. Without such knowledge, detachment and custom, the so-called human civilization is no more than an animal society of eating, drinking, be merry and enjoy. The Lord was acting freely as He willed, yet by His practical example, He taught us not to lead a life which goes against the principles of detachment and knowledge. Attainment of knowledge and detachment, as very elaborately discussed in Sankhya philosophy, is the real perfection of life. Knowledge means to know that the mission of human form of life is to end all the miseries of material existence, and that in spite of having to fulfill the bodily necessities in a regulated way, one must be detached from such animal life. Fulfilling the demand of the body is animal life, and fulfilling the mission of the spirit soul is the human mission. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatari Bancha Kalpa Turuvesya Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo namo. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a beautiful purport. It's like a gist code. You can pull out many things from Srila Prabhupada. I wonder what he was thinking when he was giving this purport. It would be nice. Of course, the purport is the what he was thinking. But still, there is so many thought comes, then he paraphrased in a bullet point. To me, it's a bullet point. So, in the beginning of the purport, Prabhupada writes, Maharaj Yudhishthir was the emperor of the earth, and Lord Sri Krishna, the king of Dwarka, was known as Dwarkadish. Like other subordinate king. So my question is, do you agree what Prabhupada says? And how you agree? I'm going to give you a reason why. Like other subordinate king, he was under the regime of Maharaj Yudhishthir. So was Dwarka under Maharaj Yudhishthir's supervision? Or I don't know how the small king deals with the emperor, big king. India was like that. All this small king all over India, and the emperor would sit in Delhi, or those days Hastinapur, and everybody is under. It's like Prabhupada gave a story of Akbar. He was favorable. He met Jiva Goswami Pad. He also actually, even though he's a Muslim emperor, but he actually, you can say, helped to build Radha Govinda temple. Radhanath Maharaj gave a whole history about it. Even though he's a Muslim emperor, but he actually helped with this white marble. They all come because of King Akbar or Emperor Akbar. Okay, so let's go back. Now, would you say that Dwarka was under Hastinapur, or Dwarka is itself Krishna's abode, has nothing to do with it?
Kind of both.
Kind of both? Uh-huh. Okay.
Materially, he was under the Yudhishthir as the emperor. I mean, Dwarka was under.
Okay. That's a one way to look at it. Actually, Prabhupada said he was like other subordinate king, he was under the regime of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Now I give you other side of the story. When Balaram, you know the story of Lakshana, the daughter of Duryodhana. And Samba came, and some or other he kidnapped and was about to leave, but then they arrested him, and the whole news went to Dwarka, and they all came. And after this whole episode ended with Balaram's supremacy. So in their conversation, Balaram says, well, Maharaj Ugrasen, he didn't mention Krishna's name. He said Maharaj Ugrasen. Actually, officially, Maharaj Ugrasen is the king. But Krishna was the center of the whole Dwarka. So he is, I agree with Prabhupada, Krishna was the king in a sense. They used to have in Sudharma Hall, when you read Sanatana Goswami Pad's explanation, Sudharma Hall is a hall room where different rooms for each artist, like a dancer would be in a 1 mile square room, singer would be another square mile room, there would be artists, they would draw a lot of things, they would bring to show Krishna, every day was a new thing, and there would be some Brahmana would be reciter, they found a new sloka or they composed new sloka to elaborate what the Purana or Upanishad says, and Krishna would listen everybody's wonderful presentation. So Ugrasen Maharaj was there, but it was Krishna was the center of the whole thing. And we hear even, like sometime, some Brahmana boy who was getting trained by the father, he would say, "Father, why you are crying? You are reciting. Lord is listening. Why are you crying?" He said, "Because this description is so attractive. This is so beautiful, but when we look at Krishna, I feel like I want to just look at him instead of reading." Did anybody ever get overwhelmed that you want to do 3, 4, 5 things same time, but you cannot focus on one, but you really want to focus on each one and really take relishment from each, whatever the project you are doing, but all are in the same time. And you feel like, gosh, can I do this? Can I? Oh. But, you know, time is running out because all will end in very soon. I'm sure some of you felt. Did Prabhupada feel that? Yes, he did. Did Srinivas Acharya, his disappearance day, did he feel that? Yes. When Giriraj Maharaj, in his book, he writes that Prabhupada asked him to do something, and for 3 days, kind of, he could not do. So Prabhupada actually called him. He said, "I asked you to do something, and you didn't even do anything. You didn't start it." He said, "Prabhupada, what can I do? Tamalkishan Maharaj wants me to help him in the pendle, and I am trying. And I'm always thinking, like, when I'll get time, but some or other my body cannot, it requires sleep, it requires, so I'm just..." Then Prabhupada, I love the conclusion Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada said, "Did you try to ignore my instruction?" He said, "No. What was your thought?" Then Giriraj Maharaj says, "I was just thinking, as soon as I finished this, I didn't want to ignore Tamalkishan Maharaj's project that he is doing, pendle program. As soon as he's finished, I'll come and do it." Prabhupada said, "Then there is no offense. Any instruction I give, if you never ignore it, but you're thinking, when the opportunity comes, I'll do it." Then Prabhupada narrated his own life story. He said, "My Guru Maharaj told me in 1922, first meeting, you English-speaking young man, you should preach this message of Lord Chaitanya to the English-speaking world. And I'm always thinking when I can do it, but some or other I'm not getting the opportunity. Finally I got it. But I never ignored, never neglected. So there is no offense." Srinivas Acharya also did the same thing. Now we can relate that. In our life, I'm sure everybody, each one of you have something like that related. Srinivas Acharya is one personality, is one of the three biggest preacher of Krishna consciousness after Lord Chaitanya left this world. But his purity, his intimate relationship with Mahaprabhu already revealed by Mahaprabhu while he was present. So for an example, in relation to these topics, I'll just bring that. Srinivas Acharya was desperate to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he grown up and then finally found out where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hearing from Narahari Sarkar, a eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, was passing by that village, and from there he was hearing Lord Chaitanya. So much so that he was completely disturbed. He wanted to like run and meet Lord Chaitanya and be with him. But some or other, he was young, his parents did not allow him to go like this. But he came to a point where he would go. And then literally, He was like a Rani. It takes 1 month if you go walk. Like Lord Chaitanya's time, people used to walk from that place to Jagannath Puri. So he started almost like a running. Finally, when he arrived there, Lord Chaitanya left. Just the day before, he entered into Gopinath's deity. We don't accept all the rumors about Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. Prabhupada did say we accept only two. One is that he entered in Jagannath temple, some people saw, and never came out. Another is Tota Gopinath. He entered into Gopinath's temple, and he actually entered into Gopinath's body. That is documented. That verse. Ki kohibo kothajabo bakkanahispure Mahaprabhu harainu Gopinathe ghar. That verse is there in Chaitanya Bhagavata. And the other, like entering into ocean, we don't accept. I mean, we are not putting down anything, but Prabhupada said we don't accept others, just these two. He didn't explain. But there is a rumors, you know, spread that he did that, he did that. So back to this. Then he was devastated that Lord Chaitanya just left. He wanted to see. So then he found out that Gadadhar Pandit is there. So he's asking Gadadhar Pandit, my life is doomed. I wanted to see Lord Chaitanya, but I missed him. Then Gadadhar Pandit revealed to him, I wanted to also live with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he told me personally to teach you about Bhagavatam. So Srinivas Acharya sat down there and said, I'm ready. He said, but I cannot teach you Bhagavatam. Because the Bhagavatam I was teaching him is completely soaked with the tears every day. And Bhagavatam, I cannot even open the page. It's like all soaked. And it's never drying. So I cannot use this Bhagavatam. We need to get another Bhagavatam. So Gadadhar Pandit, he sent the message to Narahari Sarkar. You know, those days there was no mailman like that. You have to send a person to go there. So by the time he went there and the news came, okay, there is a one Bhagavatam we are sending with another person. By the time the Bhagavatam came, Gadadhar Pandit left just day before. Now the question, Srinivas Acharya is thinking, am I deprived because of my impurity or my negligence? Why I'm disappointed? I miss Lord Chaitanya, now I'm missing Gadadhar Pandit. So he was devastated, crying and crying and crying. Now, I forgot to mention, in between what happened, Srinivas Acharya is supposed to go to Gadadhar Pandit place, but in his touring Lord Chaitanya's associate in Jagannath Puri, by the time he came to meet Gadadhar Pandit to hear Bhagavatam, he took few days because he felt King Pratap Rudra, who was crying and crying also, and he was telling him about Lord Chaitanya's pastime and he was listening. So if you had an opportunity to hear about Lord Chaitanya from those intimate devotees who were with him, or you want to hear about Prabhupada from those devotees who were with Prabhupada, but you are supposed to go there to follow the instruction of Lord Chaitanya or Prabhupada, you can apply that way also. Would you just follow the instruction and go to Gadadhar Pandit, or you don't want to miss the other devotee who are also departing, but they are still alive and they are going to give you the nectar before you leave? Just a question. Ask yourself. He felt a guilt. Why did I spend of hearing from them, those who are very intimate with Lord Chaitanya? But I want to hear. So he's going like within him, like a big tug war. I want to hear because Lord Chaitanya spent so much time with them, gave them association. They have this Krishna bhakti. They have Krishna prem. They want to give me. I want to meet Sarvam Bhattacharya. I want to meet Pratabruddha. I want to meet each one. But Gadadhar Pandit says, go get the Bhagavatam so I can teach you, because Lord Chaitanya wants me to teach you before I depart. So he actually, now he didn't say exact date, how long he, but he missed many days, he's just passing. In other words, what is priority? I cannot say he was neglecting the instruction of Lord Chaitanya or Gadadhar Pandit. Or was he neglecting? You think like this. Then he comes, Gadadhar Pandit, okay, gone. Then finally he meets another personality. He said, do not worry. Rupa Sanatan, the six Goswamis are in Vrindavan. You can go there and get trained. And then Gadadhar Pandit comes in his dream. He said, don't worry. I'm sorry I had to leave this world because I could not bear the separation from Lord Chaitanya. But in Vrindavan, try to go to Vrindavan as quick as possible. So to go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, you have to take a detour like this, you know, if you know Indian map. Then you come to Navadvip area, and then go to Banaras, and then go to Prayag, and then go to North India. But on the way, he met more associates. And he came also through his village where his mother was sick. And when he heard the news, he had to spend at least little time, few days with his mother to comfort her. Then he came to Mother Swachidevi and Mother Vishnupriya, wife of Lord Chaitanya, who is also there, presence. And she's crying and crying. And Prabhupada gives a beautiful pastime that how austere today's discussion is about renunciation. If you look at Mother Vishnupriya, Mahaprabhu's second wife, every round she would chant, she'd take one rice. As many rounds she chant, that will be her, and then she would cook those rice. Can you imagine how many rounds you need to have a full meal? One round, one rice. So, and she would cook that and offer to Lord Chaitanya, and then she would sustain on that. And she is ready to give her mercy and reveal the secret pastime of Lord Chaitanya in her married life to Srinivasacharya. Would you say Srinivasacharya should not have stayed there? He should run to Vrindavan. Is that making clear, or I'm going too many pastimes? What would you suggest if you were with Srinivasacharya? Come on, go to Rupa Sanatan in Vrindavan, Sis Goswami, they are so intimate. Come on, you will miss it again. You already missed two personalities. By the time you arrived, they passed away. So he's in a dilemma, but Vishnupriya is also so intimate. Mother Sochi is there. And some old Advaita Acharya's wife was there. She wanted to also tell the story of the first Harinam Sankirtan. You know, first holy name Sankirtan, the 24 hours Kirtan, started by Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi. She arranged this because she was hearing Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya's. At that time, he was not Chaitanya, he was Gauranga. He didn't take sannyas. They are conversing how to deliver. And then she was at the door. She said, I will start Sankirtan tomorrow. And she invited, and that's how the Sankirtan started in her house. She's a Jogamaya, of course. So now she's going to tell Srinivasacharya, sit down here, stay a few days. I'll tell you all the secret how Lord Chaitanya did this movement. What would you tell him if you are with him as a servant? He's doing mistake, or he should stay, or he should not stay? Come on, anybody?
He should stay.
What if he misses Rupa Sanatan? Gadadhar Pandit says, go to Vrindavan quick, because Rupa Sanatan will train you. I missed it, okay, but I already gave in the dream and told them that they will train you.
Okay.
It is a war, tug war. So finally, Srinivas Acharya ran, finally, after spending month time there. So he goes to Vrindavan. When he was entering the Prayag, he heard a news, Sanatana Goswami Pad left. How do you feel? Why did I spend 1 month? Oh no, I want to spend 1 month. They are so intimate. It was like a turmoil, you know. You know the TOBP temple? You know who actually narrated, who saw this first, this beautiful Adbhut Mandir? Not Bhaktivinoda Thakur. To? Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya is the one who was shown by Nityananda Prabhu about this TOBP in a separation mood. The whole Leela was whole separation. So I'll go back to Prayag. And he was like, and he started crying and running and walking and crying and taking some food somewhere or water and run, you know. 3,000 kilometers, I don't know, 2,000 miles. It's a long distance walk and run. And he's coming, finally he came to Mathura. And he's relaxed, okay, just crossing the river tomorrow morning, middle of the night he came. And the early morning news came, Rupa Goswami just left this morning. That's like devastating if you really think of Srinivas Acharya's life. He was like, he could not even enter into Vrindavan. He started crying and rolling on the ground. I came final shelter, they both left. What do I do now? He was devastated. So I look at it like, you know, sometimes we feel like so many services we have, like which is the priority? I'm sure all of you experience this. I have a little greed sometimes. I feel like I want to get into third canto of Bhagavatam, like all the acharyas commentary. But by the time I get into, till today I didn't get into because I have some teaching starting from December 1st to whole month and I have to prepare that. It's like going back at the way, you know, sometimes I feel like, I wish I could be too grabbing more. But I know this thing is there. Like with all of you, I'm sure you have that experience. It's a beautiful. So Srinivas Acharya finally came to Vrindavan and he was crying. I'm laughing, but he was crying. Of course, different Acharya gave, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave a commentary that he could have taken initiation from Rupa Sanatan because he developed attachment that Gadadhar Pandi. But Mahaprabhu has his idea that he should take sannyas from Gopal Bhatta Goswami and he will be trained by Jiva Goswami Pad. So to establish that, this whole episode took place. Even though it looks like he was not happy. No, he was happy. He was floating in ecstasy. But it also intervened. Brothers and mothers, when you awakening love for Krishna, there are 9 symptoms. You all know this. I hope you do. Because one lecture Prabhupada said, are you developing those 9 symptoms? Now before that lecture, I thought Prabhupada's Rupa Goswami Pad gave those 9 symptoms. Shkanti, Abhartha, Kalattam, Virakti, Mana, Sunnata, Asabanda, Samutkanta, Namagane, Sadarachi, Asukti, Tad, Gunakhane, Piti, Tad, Basuti, Stala. Obviously, you all have. Because if you look at those 9 symptoms, 9 symptoms are the symptoms that you are awakening love for Krishna. So, awakening love for, first is, so two of those are also in today's purport, Jnana and Vairagya. Jnana means 3. When we talk about knowledge, when we talk about this Bhagavatam is not a knowledge in a material sense or philosophy or theology. It is actually, what's his name? The Prabhu gave class other day. He gave a little hint. It was very nice. I wish he would talk more. I don't know how much he was. Sambit Potency, what's his name? Oh. His name is Shyam? No.
Ganesham.
Ganesham, thank you. Oh, you call him Shyam? Ghanishyam, okay. Ghanishyam Prabhu, he was, we should know this, because that verse, I mentioned in that day, there is a verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about. Krishna Bhagavata Gyan Sambiter Sar Brahma Gyanadi Tar Pariva. Krishna Bhagavata Gyan, the purpose of spiritual knowledge is to come to this conclusion that Krishna is the origin Swayam Bhagavan. So Bhagavatam purpose is to awaken that, ignite that knowledge. Do we have knowledge? The soul has knowledge about Krishna? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Bhagavad Gita 3.39. Abritam gena metena genina nitya vairina kama rupena kuntaya dusparena nalincha. We have knowledge, but it is covered by the layers and layers and layers. So to awaken our really feeling and complete knowledge outside, like a Prabhupada give that example of a wood. Log has fire elements, but you, if you take it to a, well, he didn't say that, but I was thinking, like, if you take it to a sawmill, you know, where they make a dust from the log, you'll never see fire element. Any process you'll never find until you bring fire from outside or rubbing two wood. If you bring fire from outside, then you'll see that log has fire elements eternally, or it was there always. So we do have complete knowledge of Krishna, but it will never manifest until outside knowledge. Guru's mercy has to come, Prabhupada's mercy has to come. And when we talk about Prabhupada's mercy, now one lecture Prabhupada says, if you study by your own, it is knowledge. It will not take you too far. But if you study under instruction of your guru, then it is bhakti, it is not knowledge. I was like, I was contemplating it. What? So before we serve Bhagavatam, we always take the blessing of Prabhupada. Every speaker does, I'm sure. If we do this in the house also, don't take a book and just start reading. Think of Prabhupada for a moment, who gave his, and seek for his blessing. Then it will be bhakti. What is means? What is the difference? The difference is that bhakti, gyan and vairagya, because vairagya is also discussed in this purport, gyan and vairagya are two components. Vairagya is not a part of 64 limbs of bhakti. You'll never find it. It is limbs of bhakti. But without these two manifestations, you are not proving that you are doing pure bhakti. What is the proof? Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayajita janati asu vairagyam gyanam cha jat ahetukam. Whenever we perform bhakti, whenever we do some service, if that service is not igniting our relationship or feeling for Krishna, there is a three concept. Tat padartha gyan, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much of Sanskrit. Tat padartha gyan means the supremacy of Bhagavan, Krishna. How do we see supremacy in Krishna? Tam padartha gyan means I'm not this body, I'm conscious being, I have a relationship with Krishna, I'm holding a particular quality of love in my heart as a lover for Krishna to taste it as a beloved. These are called tam padartha gyan. And jiva brahma ikka sajujya gyan. I don't like this concept of impersonalism. It's completely horrible. You literally have to feel how it is damaging every soul. You all know in one lecture Prabhupada was heavy on this impersonalism and mayavadism. And Keshav Bharati Prabhu, at that time he was a brahmachari, after the class he asked Prabhupada, so is this some kind of a group in India, like you are so upset with their idea? You know what Prabhupada said? If you know, don't say it. If you don't know, would you get like to guess? What Prabhupada replied?
No, it's you.
Hey, you know it.
She knows the answer. Yes. Prabhupada said, no, I'm talking about you. This was in Chicago. He said, me? Then Prabhupada says, we are born with these three attachments. This is in 4.10 Bhagavad Gita. Also Prabhupada put in that purport that we are born with three attachments. And we have to get rid of it. Voyeurism, impersonalism, and negligence of spiritual life. This is the short way. But Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation in the purport, 4.10. Very nice. So, when you feel one of those three, that means your service, whatever service you're doing, it's actually proper, pleasing Krishna. This thing has to manifest. Whenever we do serve, whether chanting or cleaning the temple, any service we do, it has to ignite jnana and vairagya. Detachment means you reject the world. We don't own the world. When that devotee paid obeisances in the morning in New Vrindavan and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I feel like to reject the world. Prabhupada said, you don't own the world. You cannot reject something you don't own. You can only give up something you have. So it's a very nice way, he said. And then he explained further about it. So it's very nice. Detachment means separate individual idea has to be given up. Everything we think should be aligned with Prabhupada's idea and Krishna's idea. That's it. Separate idea, individual idea has to be given up. Then it is detachment. Detachment is not, because we are not utilizer, we are not renouncer or exploiter. Karma gyan, we reject. So this is how it is. I had a lot of things to say, but I went in a different direction. But then I looked at the time, it's almost 9. What did I do? But I tried to give Srinivas Acharya's little idea about how his life was. So if you think your life is like tough, tell me any associate of Lord Chaitanya did not have a tough life. Krishna consciousness means you are going against the current. You will have a tough life. As long you are persisting. Isn't like that Indian gentleman asked Prabhupada, how is that Arjuna is crying when he heard his sons died, Abhimanyu? And Prabhupada said, what's wrong in that? Well, he heard Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, yes. So why is crying? He said, his son died. What's wrong of crying for his departed son? But he heard Bhagavad Gita. I don't know what that Indian man was trying to, you know, say, but you can read in Vedavis. And then Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness means, did he give up fighting for Krishna? No. Then he's Krishna conscious. But tenderness, you know, feeling for your family member and the world, it is natural. There's nothing wrong. As long as we do not give up service to Krishna and understanding Krishna, then we are Krishna conscious. So it was a nice way, because there's a misunderstanding, like when you hear Bhagavad Gita, you become like a robot. You don't have an emotion, feeling or something. I guess that man had that. So like this we can see. Detachment means no separate independent idea. Everything should be aligned with Prabhupada. That is called detachment to me. Okay. Any other? Yes, Prabhu. Discussion. No accident, it is inattention.
Nothing is accident. Everything is your inattention.
Yeah.
So I have to reveal that in the very beginning I missed the point you made.
Yeah.
You were talking about how the opulence of beauty encompasses the other five. Mm. And then you said there were three branches. What were the three branches?
Strength, wealth, and fame. And the fame has a sub-branch. That's the renunciation and knowledge. And you know, 117, if you read 1.1.7, Prabhupada says something striking. He says, unless someone is conversant with this six philosophy, should not sit in a Beshasana. It scared me many years back. Wow, we have to be conversant before you even speak. And one of the six philosophy is Sankha, the today's subject, Sankha. So there is a gradual progression. I thought of talking, but I didn't have a time to talk. But in a 1 minute, I can say, there is a first thing is Jaimini, is a Karma Mimamsa. Karma Mimamsa means God created you and then he left. This is what Jaimini's philosophy boils down, what I understand. God created you, but then he left. You are on your own. What do you do? Do the best karma and try to stay on the top. But I'm suffering. Keep on doing good karma and you will be always okay. What about death? Don't worry. Keep on doing good karma. This is his philosophy. Now you may say, well, this is out of kindness. He's also sage. Yes, out of kindness. He's telling everybody, don't do bad karma, only do good karma. Then above that is a naya, logic, which we do actually. Every day we put a logic, no? I ask myself, I want to hear Bhagavatam, why? So I can uplift my consciousness. So we use logic every day. So Gautam Rishi, he came with this. He said, no need anything. None of them, anyway, I won't go that, at the end I'll say. He said, don't worry, just use your logic and reasoning whole day, night. You'll be better off. Now in one sense it is true, but ultimately it's not true. Then there is a Vaisheshik, Canada. He came with this atomic theory. Hey, so you are made of combination of atoms. What about this world? Combination of atoms. What about this? Combination of atoms. Everything is atom, 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 atom. So if somebody is dying or suffering, don't worry about it. It's all atom anyway. Again, another bunch of atoms will come together. It will form another body. I was a little mean guy. I think I mentioned this before. This professor really believed that. And he called me because we had a lot of discussion. His wife passed away and he was 3 years old. And I was a little mean. Well, I should not have done this. So he said, Govind, my wife passed away. My daughter is crying and crying. Can you talk to her for a moment? So I told him, I didn't tell the daughter. I said, well, you believe everything is made of atom. Just tell her that your mother made of atom. Just who cares? Atom is atom. You know, everything is made of atom. I was not a good, actually. But then later on I realized, I called him back. I said, let me talk to her. So I said, don't worry. Your mother went to a place beautiful, better than here, because she was going through some tough times, so she wanted to go there. God has given that place. And when you grow up, you will understand better, and one day you will go there and meet her again, and it will have a beautiful journey. So then everything was soothing her. But this idea is there. Mostly educated people, everything made of atom. So this is Vaisheshik. Then there is a Kapila, not Kapildev, incarnation of Krishna, Pseudo-Kapila. Pseudo-Kapila, he comes up with this. There is only two things you have to worry. Enjoyer and enjoyed. What you are enjoying. So give up the idea of enjoyment, then you'll be okay. That's it. That's his philosophy boils down to. Purusha and Prakriti. And it's just, then comes Patanjali. Patanjali said, all these ideas is bogus because you will not be happy. Until you come and sit down and meditate and control your mind, then you will be happy. Otherwise, all these philosophies bogus. It seems like they are competing, trying to be who is better than the other one. This is what six philosophy. Then Vyasdev came. Vyasdev came, the final. And he gave this beautiful, he said two things. I like, some or other, even in Gaudiya Math, before Prabhupada, they did not emphasize that sloka. Prabhupada emphasized, I'm sure you all heard that. Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachi Dupasana Brajabadhuvarigenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavate பிரமாணம் அமலம் பிரேம புமார்த்த மகான் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாபிரபுர் மதமிதம் தத்ர தாரயன பரஹ வேஸ் தட் கேட் தீஸ் ஃபோர் திங்ஸ் புண்டரீக் பிரபு சேஸ் ப்ரபுபாத் சேஸ் சம்டைம் ஹீ டிட் ரிசர்ச் அண்ட் ஸ்ரீநாத் சக்கரவர்த்தி கம்போஸ் தட் வர்ஸ் யூ ரிமெம்பர் யூ மென்ஷன் மீ மெனி இயர்ஸ் பேக் பட் ப்ரபுபாத் சம்டைம் சேஸ் லார்ட் சைதன்ய சேஸ் திஸ் தென் ஹீ கோட் திஸ் வர்ஸ் சம்டைம் ஹீ சேட் விஸ்வநாத் சக்கரவர்த்தி சாகர் சேஸ் திஸ் தென் ஹீ கோட் திஸ் வர்ஸ் But it's all correct in one sense because it is all for the same purpose. The fourth thing Vyasadeva gave in that verse, nutshell, that absolute truth, original object of worship is Sri Krishna of Vrindavan. Not Dwarka, not Mathura or anywhere. Vrindavan Krishna. Brajendra Nandan means Radharani is Krishna. Very nice. And He is the only object of worship for all the soul in this world and His holy dham. And then second is Srimad Bhagavatam will give you or to awaken your love for God. Relationship with the Lord will establish. And love for God is the ultimate goal. Where is the proof? Prema Pumartha Mahan, that part of that sloka says, Prema Pumartha Mahan, if you are looking for highest happiness, you want to live eternally in happiness or drown into ocean of happiness. Prabhupada says three ways you can be in the spiritual ocean of nectar. Either you can be floating in nectar of devotion, he said. Either you can be floating or swimming or drowning. Oh, I say, wow, wonderful. So then, and the third one, the last one is that Gopi's love or Brajabashi's love headed by Gopis is the highest form of sadhana or endeavor to attain that love. So these four key points Vyasadeva gave. So this is six philosophy in 2 minutes, well, 5 minutes, sorry. I thought 1 minute. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.